Thursday morning, getting our Yelp on with Michael from Yelp.com.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Michael. We are talking food once again, but places where you can get food, like diners.
Yeah, because, you know, it's 7:30 a.m. and everybody wants to know about breakfast.
Yeah.
Or maybe lunch for breakfast, yeah, or breakfast for dinner.
Right. Breakfast for dinner is nothing better than that.
That's right. Do you call that Brinner?
Sure.
I like Dunch, but we got a lot of diners.
Yeah.
And I want to do a little PSA real quick about non-local businesses, like franchises and mm-hmm. such, because let's face it, they employ a lot of local people.
Totally.
So the first business on here is the one in the featured in the cover photo with this massive piece of country fried steak and eggs covered in gravy, of course, and home fries on the side.
Yeah.
From the Black Bear Diner.
Okay, yeah, Black Bear, they're on South Virginia.
That's right. There's a lot of their locations. I think there's one in Fernley, too, right. And they're all over. But this place just has good food,
mm-hmm.
and lots of local people work there.
Right.
And so I know it's a local favorite for sure. Moving on to a locally owned business, a newer locally owned business that recently opened out in Sparks is the Water Springs Diner.
Okay.
Now, if you're familiar with La Posada Real and Abel's mm-hmm. out in Verde,
yep.
Abel is the guy behind Water Springs Diner and Bar.
Okay.
And Yelper Art B talks about all of the fresh homemade food that they have there. And yes, you can find some of his famous Mexican food on that menu.
All right.
Next up, another all-time local favorite is PJ & Company.
Yep.
Good for lunch.
On Wells, yep.
On Wells. And I just love the picture that is in the Weekly Yelp for PJ & Company. It's a piece of French toast with bananas and blueberries and for eyes and strawberries for a nose and a piece of sausage for the mouth.
Yes. Adorably delicious.
I hear they may even have a secret menu.
Yeah?
I don't know what's on it because it's a secret.
That's right. Obviously, you're not in the know.
But I want to find out. if you're headed out to the North Valley's Hometown Cafe.
Oh, love Hometown Cafe.
Tell me about it, Dave.
It's so good. The portions are ridiculously huge. And it reminds me of, I was born in Ohio, and I used to go back there in the summers. It reminds me of like one of those Ohio diners. Yeah, it's epic.
That's a perfect segue because Yelper Aramel W. said that it is reminiscent of the small town diners that she's been missing from the Midwest.
Totally. Exactly.
So there it is. Confirmed in a Yelp review what Dave has to say about Hometown Cafe.
It must be true.
And by the way, they have lots of lines on the weekends. So if you're going to go. Yeah. Get there and plan to wait.
It's busy. I mean, if you don't get there before 9, you're going to wait.
All right. Well, if you're not going to go to Hometown Cafe and you want to stick somewhere closer to downtown Reno, how about the Gold and Silver Inn?
Oh, legendary.
Legendary. Featured on that Triple D show
mm-hmm.
for their lemonade pork chops. But good for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or anything you might need at 4 a.m.
Yeah, late night. Late night.
It's a great stop. And that's exactly what Yelper Raven J was talking about, was the fact that she can stop there and get breakfast on her way to the airport and still gets her flight on time.
All right.
And then last but certainly not least in our diner extravaganza here is The Nook. Another one that lots of people don't think about. It's a small business on in the shopping center with the Rainbow Market on the corner of Vassar and Kitski,
mm-hmm.
right across from the post office in Channel 4. Great, great little diner. Run by a husband and wife, and Yelper Elise P., she talks about the smell of coffee and pancakes that filled the room when she walked in. It's the perfect way to get your day started.
The perfect way to get you hungry.
Yes, and if you're looking for something to do this weekend, there is quite a bit. At Crystal Bay Casino, there's an evening with Mo.
Mm-hmm. Mo, period.
Period.
Yes.
If you're looking to get your drink on this weekend or your food on, there's Corks and Kegs happening at the Nugget.
Conveniently all in one spot. Yeah, food, beer, wine, and Mojo Green playing.
That's right. And Lisa Jansen at the Nugget does a great job with all of her events. So that would be definitely one to check out. If you want to help the community this weekend and check out a fantastic local event honoring some incredible folks in our city, check out the Impact Awards, which are happening Friday night at 6 p.m. at the Silver Legacy Resort. This year's honorees include Chef Mark Esty of Compo and the Reno Local Food Group as the Visionary of the Year, Jennifer Cunningham of the RSCVA as the Travel and Tourism Advocate of the Year, and Downtown Darling Britton Griffith Douglas as the Community Champion of the Year, as well as Joe Hart and Shelby Sheehan from KRNV News 4 as honorary supporters. There is a cocktail reception with champagne aerialists, Dave, at this event.
Sounds good.
They'll be coming down from the ceiling to refill your champagne flute.
Whoa.
So check out more about this event at yelp.com/events/Reno.